Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are back on a rainy Thursday morning, Thursday, May the 14th, 2020, 19 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. And boy, we have a big surprise here in the studio in a second I'm going to get to, because this has been a long time coming, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. And maybe that'll lead into another big announcement if I get a message here, or maybe you get a message here over the next few minutes, and we can make that announcement and go from there. Also, don't forget today, Charlie Evers is still out recouping an energy issue, but again, I get asked all the time when I'm out, how's Charlie doing, so on and so forth. I saw Charlie Saturday. It's just an energy issue right now and being safe at this time. So Glenn Coble and I will host Charlie's show today, but Charlie's okay. You know, he will be back. If all goes well, Charlie will be back if he can get that energy level back up. So also Glenn Coble will be on today 12 to 1, so we want to mention that, and Adam the Computer Guy 2 to 3. Now, with all that out of the way, we'll get to the big surprise, because here's something that happened many months ago. I started having somebody who would bring large Diet Cokes and other things to the studio, a myriad of things over time, and it became what I'm going to call a good acquaintance. And then it dried up about a month ago. Now, for whatever reason, it just dried up. The studio dried up of all diet sodas and anything else. Now, right before we went to break, I said somebody walked into studio. I don't think anybody heard who it was because it was right at the end. And she has stayed through the break to visit with us. She used to visit with us a lot. Used to be on in the morning. There used to be a show at night. It was a whole little thing. And now, for the first time in a long time, we welcome back to these microphones, and I'm going to make sure I get the name right, even though it's been a while. I know. Abby Krohman. Abby, how are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
What's new?
Nothing. Just adjusting to all these different times we're living in and having kids home all the time and homeschooling and life, basically.
How's that going?
It's good. My kids are pretty good with it. The little one's basically done. He's 7. He's in first grade, and he's done. But he's happy.
Now, you have a senior this year, right?
He will be a senior,
yes. He'll be a senior. Yes. So, how's that all going?
He's pretty nervous. He's a big football player, so we're anxiously awaiting, like, what's going to happen with football season and if he can go on to play with that, because, you know, he's hoping to go to college on football scholarships or football something. So, it's kind of a little nerve-wracking right now.
I can imagine. Now, what have you found to fill the days with? Now that you're home.
It's crazy, because I don't know how I was like a working mom before, how I'm going to go back to that, because we are so busy all day. Maybe just because our schedules change. They usually get up, the kids do their own thing with schoolwork. I'll do little things with the little one throughout the day, because we don't sit and do straight assignments or anything like that. And then when it's nice, we've been outside a lot. I've got a lot of work to do at home as far as like my day job does. And then I don't know. By then, it's like dinner time. It's bizarre. I don't know how it goes so fast.
You know, I've heard from a lot of people that working home, at home, during this time is not as great as going to work. Now, it's great to be home. Mm-hmm. It's great to just get up off your couch or your bed and walk in and do your thing. But there are more distractions. And, you know, a lot of people don't get dressed and aren't in that routine that they normally would be in the morning. So it's creating more work in a way than what it normally would be, because you'd be able to leave it at a certain place.
No, well, that's kind of true. Like, I've tried to make a point to get up and get ready for the day, though, so I feel like I'm, you know, going to be productive that time. And I'm enjoying the time at home. Like, I love it. I know it's it was an adjustment, but then I'm like, well, Luke's going to be a senior, so I might as well, I'm not going to get this time back with him. Like, next year at this time, I'll be getting ready for him to go away to college. So I'm trying to make the most of it. I kind of love it. So I'm not going to lie.
You could be a housewife.
I don't know if I'd want to be, like, I see the end in sight, and I'm still doing work at home to kind of, like, distract me. I still have a lot to do, so I don't know if I could be a stay-at-home mom all the time, but I do love it right now. I could work maybe part-time or something like that and get behind it. I don't know.
I love how things have slowed down a little bit.
I do, too.
Because last night, I don't know that I would have paid attention as much. I mean, I know they do it every year mm-hmm. with the combine and in the field and all this sort of thing, but I don't know that I would have done what I did last night in normal days.
Yeah, no, I agree. Right now, springtime would be the height of our busy baseball season. Like, I'd be somewhere every night watching a kid play baseball. So I miss that a lot. But at the same time, I mean, we sat on the front porch last night, which was just kind of awesome. But, like, you know, quiet. I don't get a chance to do that on a lot of spring nights, I guess, maybe.
Well, it's a quiet life right now.
It's nice. I mean, it's different, but it's nice. We had, it was good. I'm enjoying it.
Well, and everybody's got to like these sort of things because maybe life was getting too fast for people.
We've said the same thing. Like, maybe everyone just needed a break, like a reality check.
Detox?
Detox. Literally sit down and smell the roses.
Now, I've got a funny question for you here.
Oh, gosh.
No, this is a good question.
Okay.
Now, let's say you're around people, because this was a topic the other morning. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're around people who are talking about somebody you know.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm just saying, yes. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, of course.
They're talking about somebody that you know. Mm-hmm. And you're hearing things, because you haven't known them that long. And you're hearing things that heretofore maybe you had not heard.
This is really a loaded question.
I'm just saying. So what do you do? Do you believe the things that you were not around to see or hear? Or do you... what do you do in that situation?
I think you make mental notes and definitely clear that up with the person in question.
Oh, I made mental notes.
Okay.
I got the notes right
up
there.
So we both know. Scott's beating around the bush here. Clearly, he was around people that know me this weekend.
I guess, yes.
Okay, so then what is it?
I'm not going to bring it up on the air, but I'm just saying... But I'm just saying it was interesting because it's fascinating to me what other people's perspective are and how you can get a perspective on somebody when you meet them at a different point in their life.
I've had a lot of turning points in my life, so these said people are a little concerning about what point in my life they knew me. Although, I really haven't changed. I think I'm pretty much the same person I always have been. Yes, I've had different people in my lives at different phases, but I think we all have that. But I don't think anyone 10 years ago would have much different to say about me than who I am now, honestly.
Okay. I'll go with that.
I mean, maybe they know things that you don't, because like you said, we just met, now, like 8 or 9 months
ago. 8 or 9 months ago.
Now. So, but I think I'm the same person.
Now, admit it, though. This has probably been the best 8 or 9 month period of your life.
Oh, hands down.
Hands down. How could it not be?
How could it not be?
So, the other thing I was going to say was the recipes, because we're talking about the recipes.
Yes.
Now, what do you think was done to this banana pudding?
I just think there's different things. I think banana pudding can have, like, the base doesn't necessarily have to be, like, banana pudding. It can be, like, the French vanilla pudding with other things added in. And I definitely think chunks of banana are usually in banana pudding, right? I mean, that's it's not my favorite thing in the world, but I have had it. And there's different people that make it that I will eat it because I know I like it. But I think it always has been, I've always had it with banana, like, slices, right?
Yeah, but I think that's something you have to put in.
Yeah.
I mean, banana pudding doesn't just come with banana slices in it.
No, you have to, like, cut up fresh bananas. But I think it could be vanilla pudding with add-in stuff.
Now, you try to be creative in the kitchen. Have you done anything recently that is creative?
Not really. So, I'm so tired of cooking at home. Like, I'm not a huge cooking dinner person, but I love making, like, desserts and pies and sweet things. But, so last week, we had, as you know, I have lots of boys that live in my house, and I'm so tired of cooking dinner because they eat all the time. Like, all the time. So, we had, each one of them had to pick a night, and they had to cook dinner. And, like, cooking was, like, planning the meal and cleaning up after the meal. And they had to, like, set the table. They all had to do the one night a week. So then that was five nights.
You thought
I did.
I can believe this sounds like one of your things.
I did. But it was so fun. Like, they did such a good job and everybody had something different. So it was good. I mean, maybe it created a lot of work for me because they didn't know what they were doing, but you know, the little one always wants to help me in the kitchen, and my Owen, he's 13, almost 14. He's pretty helpful in the kitchen, so he was really good. But the other ones just kind of were lost, but it was fun. So it was good. Dinner was good every night. We had a variety of things. So.
And all the food was good.
It was really good, to be honest. The kids did a really good job. Yeah, they had to look up the recipes and they didn't know what stuff was or they didn't know what to do, but it was good.
Well, this sounds like something, you know, because I think people right now, because we're going to be in this a little bit longer, maybe a lot longer, who knows. What do you recommend people do if you have kids of all ages at home?
I think that this is a good time to teach them things at home. I mean, you know, I know that a lot of schoolwork that's done in school, but also they need to be practical human beings. They need to learn how to grow up and do things and, you know, cleaning around the house and helping out with chores or doing things outside and yard work. I think it's a perfect time to teach them all of that.
You think?
I do, because when do you have this much time at home with your kids? When you're not working, they don't have, even the school day lessons are coming to an end here in the next couple of weeks. And I think there's a lot of things that school can't teach. So now that you're at home with them, like, why not?
I did some yard work yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I watched the yard guy come over and take care of the yard, and I watched
You did not. You do not have a yard guy.
I have a yard guy.
Stop.
I do. But that, you
I'm
know,
I'm speechless.
What's wrong with having a yard guy?
The only time I had a yard guy was like when I was physically unable to mow my own yard.
I might be at that point.
It's kind of satisfying for me, though. I don't mind mowing. I never have. Like, I really do kind of enjoy it.
No, I can mow.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no problem with it. Mm-hmm. I'm just, what happened was when I moved where I currently moved, I did not have a lawnmower because I had lived in a place where they used to take care of that. Mm-hmm. So I had not brought the lawnmower from place to place to place where I had lived. And when I moved to the new place, I thought, well, I'm going to need a lawnmower again. And it just so happens I didn't have time at that time to go out and get a lawnmower. So I looked up and I thought, well, I need to get a yard guy because this is getting very, very bad outside. So he came over and did it, and did it so well, I thought, hey. So 6 years later, still got the yard guy.
Yeah, I did, I guess, for probably like 2 or 3 summers, which was, because I was on my own and it was hard to like have time to do it. But I think it was the year before last, maybe I got a mower. Yeah, the year before last year, I went and got a mower. And I love it. It's like satisfying. It's time where I'm kind of by myself.
Is it a push mower?
Doing my own thing. Yeah.
Well, you push mow the whole yard.
Yes. Well, now Steve has a like riding mower, so now I have that. But over the year, usually I just push mow it. I'm really like kind of particular about the yard, so like
no.
I know
you're
crazy
particular
about
something.
Yes.
I can't imagine.
I know. So I have to have the lines in a certain way, so like the last couple times he's mowed
the lines in a certain way.
To be able to see that. Well, you have to mow it a different direction every time because it is like good for the yard. So like yesterday I had to mow it the front yard diagonally so that it was like pretty. I want it to look pretty. And his mower is like the zero turn, so it doesn't make as pretty of lines and as I do.
Do you have like the ferns out and plants and things like this? Ferns are a thing.
I'm not a crazy. I don't love ferns, so I don't ever buy them. But so I have all my mulching done, and I had every intention of planting my flowers. Like usually, I do that around Mother's Day weekend because it's usually the weather has, kind of made the corner.
It did for a few days.
I know. So then I'm glad that I didn't put stuff out because of the frost and things like that. But then in the middle of April, so, usually I would have done it like last weekend, one of the ducks that come to our pond laid eggs in my flower bed in the front of my house. So now I have 10 eggs that she lays on every day. So I don't want to plant flowers. And although she kind of is like mama bird now, she's not moving. She just stares us down when we walk by. We try to talk nicely to her, but
Those things are dangerous.
That's what I'm waiting. Like she's going to come out as well. And we're obviously, so I haven't disrupted that area. I mean, I think it's like it's right next to the house. I could probably plant flowers, but I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable, so I'm waiting.
When I walk or run, it's run right now because once the ice and the snow is gone, you can run.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do my little run every night, mm-hmm. if I get through the dogs, because people don't leash up their dogs for whatever reason, if I can get through the dogs, the other big problem is because the front of where I live has the pond. Mm-hmm. And there are tons and tons of geese and little geese right now because right. they've mated and done their thing. And boy, if you get a little too close, they come towards you.
Right.
They come at you.
Yeah, this one I think she trusts us now. Like, she realizes we're not going to mess with her eggs. But yeah, so it's kind of delayed the rest of my yard work. I want to get stuff out up front, have pretty flowers.
Don't touch those eggs.
No. I know, but I don't want to, like, have flowers all around her. It's like, right in the back, but it would be, I'd have flowers all up front of the flower bed. So I haven't done that yet, but soon.
Now, here are the two most important questions.
Yes.
Of the morning.
Okay.
Because we've got to clear this stuff up right now.
Oh, gosh.
No, well, this is what an interviewer does. I mean, this
is... Am I being interviewed?
Well, so-so. My journalistic integrity is on the line here this morning.
Okay.
So, the point is number one, you did bring a pop this morning.
I did.
But you do what you always do, which is this I love, because anytime you've ever brought me anything, I try to be thankful. Oh, thank you for doing that. That's so nice. And then you give me a story about, well, I only did it because I happened to be over here and blah, blah. Well, that's nice, but it kind of takes away the niceness of the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you actually had to go through the line. You actually had to shell out some money. You actually had to bring it here.
You know, the nice comments about me from you are really few and far between, so I was going to let you go on about that for just a second if you would like. You're kind of admitting how much nice stuff I actually did and do for you.
You do. I've never said you. See, here's where I think we
had. No, because you always make me like the bad one. Like, Michelle's the nice one, and I'm
Michelle
like
is the nice
one. I don't know. Not as nice one.
Well, this is going to be the second question dealing with Michelle, so I don't think she's listening this morning. This is so sad.
I know we haven't heard from her.
I know. We got to hear from her because that's part of the other thing.
But hopefully she's sleeping better. Her and I both have sleep issues.
Well, I feel we could have well, we'll get to that. That's the second part here in a second. But this thing about the pop, okay, or whatever, because you've brought apple butter.
Sure.
You've brought, you made gravy and brought it to school. You mm-hmm. did blueberry dumplings. Mm-hmm. You did... pretzels became a big thing there toward the end for whatever reason, but they were good.
Because they made you feel better.
There you go. See? So why don't you just claim doing these things as nice things? Why do you always have to couch it in, like, I was over here?
Because I don't do nice things to, like, be given credit for them. Like, that's weird to me.
So that's
what it is.
You
don't do nice things for people so they say, oh, look, she did nice things. Like, that's not what it's about.
I get that. But you did do it just to be nice, because I've been to these places and I come here and that is not on anybody's way. So to be out, you could have been out this morning. That's fine.
Well, to be clear, though, I was before I came at my work, which is like, you know, my day job work,
right.
which is just like.
But you had to drive
right
over there,
yeah.
sit in the line, place the order, which is not for you. Pay the money.
Why are you making
drive
me?
It here? I'm just saying, I just take some credit from time to time.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Or you're welcome for... I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But which leads us to the more important part, because this is an interesting conversation, because the reason Michelle is the nice one uh-huh. is just because she's got a nicer... And this is not a negative. Her disposition is completely nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, overall, Michelle has given me less things, although she has given me a lot. You know, hot dogs,
sure,
chicken
of course,
sandwiches,
yeah.
certainly. But on the whole, you probably have given me more, because I think we've spent more time together. Well, you have. This is a compliment.
I know. It's just funny that your niceness is, like, giving. I think that's just who I am. Like,
right. But here's,
like...
but here's... This is where I think we get in the weeds. Because why I call her the nice one is, Michelle and I have never had an argument. Never. We've never had a cross word. We've never had a disagreement that involved anything. Ever. So that's the nice... When I say the nice one, that's what I'm talking about, is that we really have long, deep conversations. You and I, we have long, deep conversations, mm-hmm. but we also have disagreements. And they
yes.
have gotten sometimes loud. Now, I've never
Not
yelled
like
at you, but
loud.
You've yelled at me.
Oh, no, Steph. Like, I've never yelled at you to be, like, angry loud. Like,
no, but just spirited. A spirited debate.
Yeah, so I definitely... I think Michelle says things like, oh boy, and then she doesn't...
And there's nothing more.
Yeah, she
right.
bites her tongue a lot easier than I do.
Right, right.
And I used to be that person. I think I was definitely that person for a very long time, and I was just like, oh gosh. And then I just took it or, like, didn't really say what I wanted to, and then, I don't know, somewhere along the line that just went out the window.
Right, and I think that's what you're misinterpreting when I say she's the nice one. I'm just saying she's the one who I've never had an argument with. And
we don't argue.
What word would you like to use?
Banter.
Banter.
Well, you Michelle know, you know exactly how to push my buttons.
I do know how to push
and
your buttons.
That's it.
And that's fun.
Yeah.
I that's one of the things I love to do the best, because I know there are certain things that I can say that will immediately make you fly off the handle.
I don't fly off the handle. It's just one of those things that's like, there's certain things that I won't. Yeah, you know, you like do these personal attacks on me, and then you wonder why it pushes
never,
a button.
But they're never personal.
It's always personal.
Well, I just know there are certain things that I can say that will immediately, I will get a nasty look, and I know as soon as you talk again, it's going to be coming in my direction. But that has nothing to do with being giving or being a nice person. That's just more about demeanor, conversational demeanor.
Yeah, I think I just I don't hold my tongue as much as I used to.
Right. But so I'm just saying, don't worry about that. That's not why I'm saying she's the nice one. I'm saying that because she's less combative.
That's true.
Yeah, that's all. So the more important part of this question is, now, it was like a month. This is May 14th. I know it's been since April 14th since you've been in here.
You think? I can't really remember. Sure it has been. I mean, I know it's been a while, but life's been crazy. It's just been different. It's been a whole different world that we're trying to adjust to.
So the point is that now are we back to the point now where it wasn't every morning, but you know, periodically I would mention something and you would show up with it. Now have we reached that stage again? Have we fixed these issues that were here for 30 days and now we can be normal again?
I've been normal. Like I said, it's just been a different.
Right, but is that
gray
gone?
Area? Sure.
Is the gray area gone?
There's been no issues.
No, not issues. You and I haven't had no arguments at all.
No issues.
But as far as you showing up,
I think it was easier to show up before because I was a little bit more available. Things are different now. I was used to getting up and having a place to go and having things to do, and I have different things to do and pretty much nowhere else, you know, not those places to go. So
right,
it's
but
just
if,
different.
Like on Monday when you say, I'm going to make cookies.
Oh.
Now you'll show up on Tuesday and bring me cookies,
maybe,
right?
Maybe, but I didn't even make the cookies on Monday. I'm a little disappointed with myself on that.
Oh, what'd you do?
I have no idea. What day is it?
It's Thursday. It's moving right along.
I don't even know what I did on Monday. Oh, Monday was when the governor was supposed to make announcements about my job, and he did not. So,
he's good like that.
Oh my goodness! Like I respect everything that he's done and all of that. I'm really not trying to talk bad, but it's been such, a roller coaster trying to figure everything out and when we're going to go back. And I'm one of those positions that's still kind of on hold. So a lot is, and I have a lot of people relying on me to figure all that out. So
I can understand that.
I spend a lot of days like researching and looking things up and seeing what's in other states and how I can make policy changes. So it's a lot.
Do you know what happened to my strawberry pie, by the way? That was like last week.
I'm
not faulting her for this. I'm just saying there was you follow the conversations.
No, I did, but I had missed all of that, and then I didn't, and then I had heard on like another show that you didn't get the strawberry pie. Here's the thing. I went and got my own strawberry pie. Actually twice now.
Yeah, but I've got a show to do, and I like I was saying to Glenn yesterday, I've got 2 hours to fill every morning, and sometimes the closet gets a little empty and you have to go to certain things to fill that time, that area.
It does. Yeah. Sometimes we like laugh because you're just like rambling on. But it's what makes it fun.
But you know what I have noticed? This is what's fun for me, is that you and Michelle, for like the first, few months that we knew each other, you never listened to this show.
But I proved you wrong on that, because you said I wasn't listening to the show when I knew about Wendy's.
But there was, yeah.
So yes, and I told you, I was like, yeah, I tried to listen periodically, but like at the time, that it's like, honestly, 8 to 10 in the morning is like one of my busiest times at work, so I could not always.
But even when you were working, like the last 2 months, like after the first of the year, it became a thing for both of you. Now, I'm not saying you listen every morning, but it was pretty regular.
I think we had to tune in because you were talking about us all the time. When we heard that first one, and Michelle texted, was like, oh my gosh, Scott is talking about us, right? I was like, what? And then I was like, I better listen to this.
Well, and you have ever since.
So how long before that, though, were you talking about as before?
Oh, there were some good ones back in the beginning.
That's it.
Yeah, there were some really good shows then.
I can imagine how that would have started off.
So the point is, before we move on to the second issue here, which I think we'll get through the second one easy, are we back to the stage now to where periodically there'll be nice things like this again?
Sure. I mean, am I to that stage, though? When is it nice things for me?
Oh, I don't know. I could probably put that into, like, a committee. I could get a committee together and see what I can get done for you, but it might be a little difficult.
This back to the one-sided friendship again.
I don't even know what do you want?
What do I do? What do I drink every morning?
Mountain Dew.
No!
Starbucks?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but you like Mountain Dew from Taco Bell. I know that.
I do.
Are you impressed that I know that?
It is. It's Fountain Mountain Dew. But yes. Taco Bell is like the one restaurant in town that seems to have it. Yes, I do like a good Fountain Mountain Dew every now and then.
And one time we were getting together to do something. I don't remember what it was, but I do remember thinking as I was driving by Taco Bell that I could stop in there and get you a drink. But then I thought, that line's a little too long. I'm not stopping there.
See?
But I did think about
it.
So I think there are points awarded for that. Don't you think?
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts, yes. Just like at Christmas. Right. Now, the other point is, and this is for the listeners, because for a while, I think we did 10 of them. We did 10 podcast/radio shows because they were also on the air.
See, I think we fell short. We fell short of 10. We were at 9.
No, we did 10. You just never posted the 10th one.
No,
I never
posted number 9. Because 10 was going to be like the reflection.
What happened there, by the way? It's still there, by the way. It didn't go away.
I know I have to post it. But here's the thing. When I went to go do it, and I even think I said something to you, I couldn't, it would not share from YouTube. You know how you upload it. And it would not share to my timeline for anything.
I don't even remember what it was about at this point. What was the last one about?
We had pizza.
We did have pizza. I remember that.
And we had a little party. And
we did have a party that night.
I don't know.
Trying to remember what the topic was.
I'll have to listen to it.
I can't remember.
But yeah, it's very easy. Every other time, it's very easy to share to Facebook. And I tried to do it 3 or 4 different times, and it wouldn't go on. And I think I said that in one of our messages. I'm like, I won't share.
Well, you could try it now.
I know,
because
I should.
Because it's been the unheard episode. It's like the lost episode.
It is.
Right, and the 10th episode was supposed to be reflective. And then, which the audience knows, it's went away. Now, here's where I had issue. Now, this is my issue about the whole thing.
Right.
One morning, because we took 1 week off because Michelle was sick.
Yeah, she was just not.
Which was perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. And then the next week, we had thought about coming back. And but that morning, I was like gun shy because of the week before. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I'm not really going to announce that it's going to be on tonight. Mm-hmm. But and then you messaged me right away and you said, no, why wouldn't we do it tonight? We are going to do it tonight. So I went, oh, yeah, there's messages.
I think I said, I can do it tonight.
There's a paper trail.
Oh.
So at that point, I said, oh, okay, well, then it'll be on tonight. And it wasn't.
I know. That's disappointing. But I can only speak for myself. So, when I say, yeah, I can do it tonight.
Okay.
I don't know.
But then we had a couple weeks where we had conversations and it just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of stuff. We'll overlap that for now. But things were going on. Mm-hmm. So now
people get busy.
People get busy. Sure. Why not? And then last week, we just took the week off because I think everybody was busy. Right?
Yes. We had conversation last week about it.
Right. It was a conversation mm-hmm. last week. It wasn't a negative conversation. Mm-hmm. So we have decided that it will possibly return tonight for this 10th reflective episode.
Which would be fun.
Which would be fun because mm-hmm. we haven't done it, I think, in 5 weeks. But the thing is, we have not heard the yay or nay from Michelle at this point. But I would imagine she would do it tonight because it's been 5 weeks, and also the weather today is a little murky.
Yeah. If she's not busy, I can see maybe it would be okay for her.
So, Michelle, say something in the next 10 minutes so we can give this a little promo for tonight, because it normally aired on Thursday nights from 8 until 10. And there was even somebody who called in. You listen.
We've had a couple. Oh, did they? No,
yeah.
Somebody called in.
Yeah, somebody called in and said, where was the thing and what happened?
Oh, that stinks. I don't think I heard that.
And I said, I don't know. Those two are nuts, and I can't I can't control them. I can't keep the... But we used to have a lot of fun with that show.
We did. And I don't think we wouldn't have fun if we did it again. It was just things got kind of busy.
With you.
Life gets crazy.
Life gets crazy. And but maybe the craziness will all end now, and we'll all be back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be fun, though? Because it would be the 10th episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is a time to reflect back on the first 10, because there were some really interesting moments.
Yeah, there were. There were.
And some really interesting conversations.
I agree. We touched on a lot of good points there.
Well, you know what I noticed that we never did, which I thought was very good? We never talked about a current event.
Well, I think we decided in the beginning that that wasn't the point. We didn't want to talk about everything that was going on.
Right. And this is pre-coronavirus.
A little more social events that people can, relate to or understand versus... Yeah, the majority of it really were right around the coronavirus time. I mean, it was like right when it was coming on and getting serious.
We started in February.
Yeah, so all through March was...
Nobody knew what was going on in February.
Yeah, no. But then March would have been... straight coronavirus.
Right, and we said we know it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. But we're not going to talk about it because everybody else is.
Mm-hmm.
So, say all that to say this, is there is like probably a 90% chance tonight that if you tune on the radio, mm-hmm. tune it in mm-hmm. at 8:10,
mm-hmm.
which was always an issue too, because I would say 8 o'clock, and you would say, well, Scott, it's 8:05, why aren't we on the air?
Because you'd say you had to be here at like 7. And I'd be like,
No. What originally, it was 7:30. Mm-hmm. But then you guys used to be so late, it was like almost 8 o'clock. So I thought, well, we can't keep doing this because nobody ever had a topic. And they are such obscure topics that, and I thought, okay, well, we need to move this thing up. Plus, there was always food. I don't think there ever was a week where there wasn't some kind of food.
Food or drinks. Lots of drinks.
Food or drinks. Mm-hmm. And people would be trying to have a conversation as we're starting, and they're chomping and they're eating. And there just was not enough time to get on the air. So I thought, well, if I move it up to 7, that means they'll probably get here about 7:30. So this way we can get the food, the drink out of the way, get a topic on the table, and start this thing. And it worked last time better that way. We had time to order a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it worked much better.
We planned it that way, though.
Right.
We knew we were getting pizza.
So if we start tonight, you're going to bring pizza?
No. No, listen, I'm not. Pizza Friday night. Our house now is Pizza Friday night. Pizza Thursday night and pizza... Well, I'm not really opposed. I guess I could do pizza two nights, but I'm probably not going to have pizza tonight. I'm going to have dinner with my kids first.
But wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah.
So
you can bring pizza. That can be your contribution.
Now, you know I have to get here early because I have
to
set...
bring the pizza early. Cold pizza's good, too.
You don't want cold pizza.
Love cold pizza.
No, cold pizza's not the way to go. But it was delivered last time, so it was really a nice thing.
That was nice.
Now, so... what we know is that they're... I keep looking. Has she sent you any messages?
I don't have any messages from her.
No, nope, she's not up dead. My phone. You don't think she's dead, do you?
No. We still talk. I'll try to get a hold of her today.
We still talk.
You have the texter and the not texter and the one finger mover thing. So, yeah, it doesn't really work for you.
I talk to you guys quite a bit.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, when I'm able. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you guys go on these mass... writing sprees, and I can't keep up with that. I'm trying to host a show.
I know, which is funny.
Like the other morning, you guys went on one. I don't remember what the topic was.
Should we exclude you from that, though? Because I feel like you want to go back and then read them, even if you're not doing them while they're on the air.
I think I did go back and read them that day.
Right.
But I don't know, what was the topic? Oh, there was a thing. It was just recently. And I remember thinking, I even was saying it on the air, that there's no way I can read this. There's no way I can keep up with what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't remember what we were talking about. We have the most random conversations, mostly.
But it usually does come off the show. It's something I'm saying.
Yes.
And you'll start there, and then it'll be some kind of derogatory remark about me.
Yeah, sometimes we really just call you on your crap, and then just keep going.
Yeah, and then it just kind of... whoop do 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 do.
Because knowing you, outside of here, Michelle and I are both, like, know when to be like, I don't know about Scott and that, but okay.
No, wait, what does that mean?
Sometimes it's just different. We hear you say things, we're like, okay. And we know like what you're alluding to, or maybe what you're like sort of beating around the bush to, and so we have to kind of call you out on that. And then we go on a tangent, and then you have to catch up later, and you usually send something back like, haha, or you guys are crazy, or you guys are nuts, or that was fun.
So you think that I am being disingenuous when I'm on the air?
No, I think you're being... okay, but I think sometimes we know what you're alluding to, so we kind of call you out on it.
Oh, so you think you know what I'm really saying, even though I'm not saying it exactly that way.
Yeah, you beat around the bush a lot. You're like, well, I'm not going to say or do or whatever, but then we know.
Well, listen, you and I had that in the beginning because, mm-hmm. remember, I would say things, yeah. but I wouldn't say your name. Because I think it's not right to say somebody's name if you're going to either be like funny or derogatory or tell it. Because you don't know. They live in that town. Somebody listening sure. might know. And you don't want to do that, but you want to tell the story. Mm-hmm. Because the story is funny. Mm-hmm. So you tell it without saying the name because nobody's ever going to get that. Mm-hmm. And but at one point you said, listen, you can use my name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I don't care. I don't care if you ever say my name.
Right. But that's usually what a lot of these stories are. Are there stories about somebody or something, but I don't want to use their name because I know their name.
Yeah.
The other day I did a whole praise of somebody on this show and I knew exactly who it was. Yeah. I knew exactly who the name was, mm-hmm. but I never said it.
I think because you knew, but
Because I don't think that person did it for me to come on and say it.
Right. No, definitely not.
But yet I also think that doing that was an extremely nice thing that most people would not do.
I don't know. Maybe.
I sat here that day. I didn't run out and do it.
People do nice things. But I guess. I know what you're alluding to, and it was very nice things.
You were listening that
way. I was listening, yes. And people do really nice things all the time. You know that by working here. You've had the call-ins, and people do nice things.
Oh, the audience is great.
I just think sometimes people don't do things for you know, the credit. And I think that when you do nice things for the credit, it kind of tarnishes it a little bit, maybe.
I think that's right, too. Now, interestingly enough, in our last few minutes here, hasn't this blown by?
It has.
It's been so long since mm-hmm. we, you know, had a chance to talk on air like mm-hmm. this. And by the way, 8 o'clock tonight, tune in. We think it'll happen.
We think it'll happen.
I think we're going to have to chain Michelle in here regardless tonight.
Right.
If she's ill, whatever, because we've already promoted it. It's been 5 weeks. We need to have the reflection episode. Yes. So it's going to happen tonight.
Let's do it.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
8 o'clock to 8:10, just so you feel better about it. But you've got to be here at 7. because we can't have that running in late sort of thing.
And you know, I've got like 5 kids at home, so it's really hard.
We'll just leave them with the radio and say, I'll be right back.
And they do stuff, so.
Now, I've made pretty good friends, and I've said this before with Michelle's son,
sure.
Dawson.
Yeah.
We're even friends on Facebook at this point, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, Dawson and I are close. Now, because he says he listens to the show because his mom has it on the cell phone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is that where she listens?
I would say.
I don't think it's a radio.
When I'm at home, I listen on the cell phone.
Cell phone. Okay. So now, are your kids listening as well? Because I've never been able to bond with your kids the way I bonded with Dawson.
They would. They would totally bond. But no, they're not up right now. 100%.
No, but and I don't want to say I have a favorite of your kids because really I've only met them periodically.
Right.
But the one who I really liked mm-hmm. was
Owen.
Owen. Mm-hmm. Owen is such a cool, fun kid.
He is. So Owen is like my mini. He's very much like I was at that age. My mom reminds me of that all the time. He's very, kind of has this like go with the flow attitude, which is just amazing. Yeah, he's a lot like me, I think.
Well, the thing that made me like him immediately mm-hmm. was the first time he came in because I met him at the school.
At school, yeah.
Yeah. And that day, because you never know when somebody's kids show up because it can go one of two ways. Yeah. One, they're very shy and mm-hmm. they just don't say anything. Or number two, you know, they don't like that you're picking on their mom because they think that that's real because they're not there every day and I'm doing it constantly.
Right.
So I'm picking on you that day about something. Uh-huh. You know, really, and he agreed with me. And I said, I love this kid. This is the greatest thing because he jumped right in
yes.
and just started picking right along.
Yeah.
So I thought that was tremendous.
Owen's not shy and he picks up on people really well. So, yeah. So I think when he met Luke, he was probably a little more quiet, the oldest
he was
one.
Quiet
he's a little,
yeah,
and that's him, like he'll, but he would warm up, like he would jump in, but he's just a little I don't even shy, he's not really shy, but he doesn't chime in as much, but once if you're around him more, he's very easygoing.
Now I did like also the youngest
that's
one.
Kaysen, yeah,
Kaysen.
He's a little one.
He showed up and I got to watch one of his videos which he was making at the time.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was fun.
Yes.
Yeah, because
he's adorable.
He was making, what was the video about?
He makes the TikTok videos, or he makes
was
YouTube
it a TikTok?
Videos.
Yeah, it was
I don't
a YouTube.
Know. Maybe
I was a YouTube back then.
He's so creative, and he thinks he's editing these videos, and he it's just adorable. He does them all about different things. He'll do like whatever he's doing, or he'll set up, you know, the camera or his phone. And he got a little video camera for Christmas, which he doesn't use as much as he did, but he videos little things and like cuts them together, so they're funny.
I'm on the Facebook Live now.
I know.
Have you seen any of those?
Only one.
They're fascinating.
Are they?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Michelle would never say that. No. Michelle would never say anything
it
like that.
It just came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think the one we were both, Michelle and I were both watching. This has been a while ago. It was like on a Saturday night.
Well, I like it because you can answer questions, and people do throw questions at you while you're doing them. I like that.
That's fun.
Yeah, because I'm an open book.
Right.
No, I'm an open book.
You are not an open
book. I'll answer anything, and if I don't want to answer it, I'll make it up. So I like that. But I have a new camera. I mentioned this on the last Facebook Live. I ordered a new camera because there's something wrong with my camera. Mm. I ordered a new camera, and I just haven't had the time to hook it up, which you think I would. Maybe I'll do it today before I come back here tonight.
I'm not really – I don't know how to do all that technical stuff. I really don't. So if, like, my computer camera – I know, but, like, if my computer camera didn't work, you know, we have all these Zoom meetings and things that I have to go to now, and Zoom trainings and Zoom this and – I get really irritated with it all.
Zoom this, Zoom that.
Oh, my goodness.
Zoom has become more popular. You know, I heard a story last night, though, about these Instacart shoppers that before coronavirus, they had just a certain amount of them for certain areas, and they kept it at that certain amount so everybody would still get some of the orders, that they wouldn't get overloaded. But when coronavirus hit, they had to back people out like 2 or 3 weeks, so they hired all these new people. Wow. For it, but now it's starting to calm down because of coronavirus, not ending, but business is opening up again, and now you got all these new people trained who you don't fire. They know how to do it, they have the app and all that, but now there's way too many people for the demand.
Yeah, I think that's going to be true with like DoorDash and all those things.
I think so too.
I mean, all those companies that, you know, I kind of wish I would have bought stock in at some point.
I think it's going to plummet now.
I do too, which is sad for all those people that are, you know, a couple of my son's friends that are older. They do the DoorDash thing now, which I'm sure is great.
I got a whole tutorial last night on how it worked. I had no idea really how it, I mean, I knew people, you shop for other people, but as far as, and I knew you did it on an app on your phone, which totally disqualifies me as participating in this. I would never be able to do it. But I learned about the percentages of it and how it works. And it's interesting, to be honest with you. I was fascinated by that whole subject, but the person was saying that, you know, I think they said in this area they originally had 26 people, and that gave everybody pretty much what they needed. But they, when the coronavirus thing hit, people were getting pushed 1 and 2 weeks out, and then they got up to like 50 people who were doing it. And now that slope is going down, there's not enough work for everybody because everybody thought it was so profitable. Everybody learned how to do it. But now you're back to the original number, and there's this pool of 50 people now trying to get all the orders, which is way too much for an area like this.
Yeah. Hopefully some of those people that took that job on, though, will be going back. Maybe some, do you think some maybe took that job to like supplement because they were laid off? Or
But I think if you find something profitable, you think, well, I'm going to keep that supplement.
You're gonna stick with it, right.
Which is really going to mess everybody up. But I'm so glad you came in, and I'm certainly so glad you brought the pop. Not in that order. I'm more glad about the pop than you came in, but it was both good.
See, there's the Scott comment.
There was a Scott guy. I know, slipped one in. But tonight, 99% sure, we'll be back.
Okay.
You, me, Michelle, 8:10 until 9:10, something like that.
Yeah, about an hour or so.
About an hour. And we'll have an interesting topic, but we will reflect back on the last 10 episodes.
Okay.
Which is a lot of fun. All right, Abby Crowman in this morning, coming up with Glenn Coble next. Charlie Evers back hopefully soon. Stay tuned.
Fantastic. It really, really is.
To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, commenting on Hillary Clinton.
Do you have, in closing this week, do you have a favorite Hillary Clinton story?
Well, you know, I would see her quite often. One of the things I most remember her about was Leah was introduced. She was in charge of that, the whole ceremony and everything. She was the master of ceremony.